Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek who still gets super excited at the fact that I have healthy poos, because for so many years I didn't. So every time I go to the toilet, it's like Christmas. Welcome to episode 25 of the Gut Goddess Show. And today what we're going to be talking about is how to love your belly and other body parts as well. But today specifically we're going to look at the belly because it's what I get asked at about a lot. So we're going to be talking about how can you actually start to like and dare I say love your body and different body parts that maybe jiggle or are scarred or have stretch marks or like expanded or shrunken or shriveled, whatever it is. We're going to be looking at that. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the mindset components to really shifting your mindset around this, as well as some of the nutritional strategies to actually help you bring about changes in your symptoms, in the way that you think, in your relationship with your body, because these things really go hand in hand. It's not just about the food that you eat. And as a new holistic nutritionist, you know I'm bothered about the food that you eat, but it's also about your mindset and your approach to your body and how you can really shift it, because that is what I have had to do for myself. So I'm going to be sharing with you the four key pillars for belly, for loving your belly, for sorting out your stomach, for, I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with tummy, for thinking your tummy is terrific, for a terrific tummy. There we go. You can tell. I just could chat to myself for ages, obviously, in my home office. But that's what I'm going to look at today. So I'm going to be sharing with you four really awesome things that you can implement, which will be amazing. But I want to let you know about something super exciting that is really going to apply to you if you are listening to this in real time. So if you're catching up on some episodes and it's actually October 2018, then you have missed this. But if you are listening to this before the 30th of July, I want to let you know that my brand new online program called the Flourish Academy is now open and currently at a 50% discount. But because you listen to the podcast, I want to give you a special coupon code that's going to give you even more money off, just to say thanks for listening and being a part of this community and leaving reviews and downloading and sharing it with your friends. So the Flourish Academy is my 4-week Kickstarter kind of reset online program where I dive through and take you by the virtual hand and show you how to implement the four pillars of my belly love methodology. And these are the four pillars that I've worked with time and time again with women in my community or in one-to-one settings to help them get results. And they're the four things that I think women often don't get told about. They're sort of these secret things that actually women need in order to feel good. And it's all around your gut health, your hormonal health, your mindset, and the actual food that you are eating. And in the Flourish Academy, I take you through how you can implement those things over a 4-week program. There's meal plans and recipes and all the resources that you need. So if you're really looking to create a happier and flatter tummy, if you know you just need like to hit the reset button, you need something to kick you up the butt, you need some sort of plan of action, because you're maybe like bouncing from thing you read and thing you Google about and from program and diet and supplement to supplement without a clear plan, without a clear strategy, without any clear rationale behind it, then I would encourage you to join me in the Flourish Academy. It is currently got 50% off until the 30th of July. So I've just revamped it and given it a facelift, changed it around. It's an older program that I've had that I've completely rejigged, and it is the perfect way for you to kickstart some phenomenal results. I know from women that have done this before that after just 4 weeks, they are amazed at how different they feel, how they're not as hungry, how their energy is better, how they're enjoying suddenly so much more actual healthy foods. Their mindset around food has already shifted, and they can even begin to see changes in their hormones, in their mood, in just 4 weeks' time. It's really, really a phenomenal program. It's called the Flourish Academy. I'm really, really proud of it. It's super affordable, even when it's not discounted, but it's currently at a special discount. And because you listen to the podcast, I'm going to give you a secret coupon code. So I'm not posting about this online. I'm not putting it even in my emails. This is just for you guys. So at the moment, there's already 50% off until the 30th of July. If you sign up before then. But I want to give you an extra 10% off just for being a podcast listener. So you can just enter the coupon code PODCAST, PODCAST, all lowercase, PODCAST, at the checkout to get a further 10% off. It's awesome. So that huge discount that you can get access to, which is about 60% off, will end on Monday the 30th at midnight. The program itself, the Flourish Academy, is it's a self-study program, so you can activate it and begin it at any time that suits you. But this discount is time limited only, just as a special kind of relaunch program and to celebrate all the hard work that I've been putting in recent weeks. And there's some amazing bonuses as well. I've created some meditations, which I love doing. I am going to be creating more meditations because I found it so relaxing. And there's also, you'll also get access to my Green Smoothie Challenge as an additional bonus. Oh, and there's just loads of other great things. So to find out more, head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/flourish. supernaturallyhealthy.org/flourish. Or you can click the link in my show notes, or if you just head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org, you'll see a little link in the tab for the Flourish Academy, and you can sign up there, which is exciting. I love, I've been loving actually re-looking, examining, rejigging, recording new audio trainings for this actually, and looking through all the testimonials that I've had from women that have gone through this program and this system, and I have just been re-amazed at actually what can happen with a little bit of intention, a clear strategy, and a whole lot of self-love. So I would love to see you flourish, and I'd love to show you how to do it as part of the academy. Another thing is I would just love to share one of the latest reviews, which is exciting. So if you haven't left a review yet to this podcast, then you can head over to your iTunes app on your phone or on your devices. What you want to do is go into iTunes, search for the podcast itself, even if you've already subscribed. So search for the Gut Goddess Show, and then click on ratings and reviews. And there's a little box under that says customer reviews, where it says you can write a review, and you just leave a star rating and can write something. So Gemma said, I usually find chats about nutrition stuffy and full of cliche statements that make me want to eat a chocolate bar sandwich under my duvet. Kezia is refreshingly honest and open, and I feel like I'm having a coffee with her every time I listen to the show. Love it. And Gemma is actually going to be a guest on the show in a couple of weeks or episode time, which is exciting. So I love to hear your reviews. It really is just a nice little way of saying thanks and that you're listening, and a great way of giving me feedback as well. So let's get on with today's show. So today I am going to be looking at the title of this podcast is really How to Love Your Belly, but this could really go and look at and be applicable to any kind of body part. But I am specifically going to look at the belly today because I like looking at the belly from a mindset, body love, body positivity point of view, and from a literally, you know, maybe you're bloated all the time, constipated, your belly feels sore, uncomfortable, rubbish, and all of that sort of stuff. So we're going to look at both of those things when it comes to this podcast. So this podcast is going to be useful for you if you feel like you're bloated, and or if you feel like you want to lose weight, that you actually want to see your belly reduce in size, whether that be because it's bloated, whether that be because there's some extra weight there, whether that just be because that's a desire that you have, then this is going to be I'm going to be talking about the four things that you can do that will actually really make a really big difference to your physical belly to look at and in how it feels and functions. These aren't necessarily like the four tips for like getting a washboard abs and like a six pack. I've never had a six pack. I'm currently like 8 months pregnant, so I have one large barrel going on. I have a barrel pack. And probably after pregnancy, I'll have like a kind of, I don't know, like shriveled kind of wrinkle barrel, I imagine. That's what I imagine I'll have. And I'm sure I'll post photos and show you once it happens. But that's what I'm going to be looking at. So they're really these four different components that are going to help you to shrink your belly, whether it's to do with bloating and digestive upset, or whether it's to do with actually kind of healthy weight loss. And before we dive into that, it's worth saying I have conversations probably every week with women where there is this funny tension between women who actually genuinely really want to love their body. And being healthy has become their primary goal. They love the body positivity movement. They don't want to hate their bodies. They're done with dieting and they just want to have they just want to feel healthy, eat healthy and have this healthy life. But they also want to lose a bit of weight and they feel a bit bad about it. They feel guilty or like they're failing or that they're not truly loving their bodies if they still maybe want to lose a little bit of weight, if they still feel a little bit uncomfortable with some of the extra fat that they might be carrying. And they live in this tension of, I either have to be like, love my body, have a good mindset, be healthy and have a good relationship with food, or I need to go down the dieting route and lose weight. And I just want to let you know today, you can do both. You do not need to lose weight. You do not need to lose your belly fat. You do not need to shrink down. You do not need to get washboard abs. You do not need to do any of that crap that you get told. And in order to love your body, in order to be healthy, in order to feel good, in order to create that healthy life. But at the same time, it's okay if you want to. It is okay if you actually deep down want to maybe lose a stone, but you want to do it in a healthy way. You want to do it you don't want to be obsessed with it. You don't want to diet with it. You don't want to do any weird, fatty, cucumber juice diet. You want to do it in a healthy way, but secretly you still don't feel like you're at your happy, balanced, healthy weight. So I just want to speak into that because literally I have conversations every week with women that are sort of in this conundrum. They are sick of dieting and I say amen to freaking that. I am sick of dieting. Dieting and programs is not going to get you anywhere. What we need to do in order for you to feel good is for you to create a healthy lifestyle, a life infused with joyful, pleasurable and effortless healthy habits. And I know you might be like, you what, Kezia? That sounds like a total pipe dream, but it isn't. It isn't, honestly. I see it all the time with people in my community, women that have done my Flourish Academy. So if you want that, get yourself in the Flourish Academy because it's going to be a great way of kickstarting that whole process of you creating this beautifully healthy life. So, but I did want to speak into this. It's okay to love your body and to want to see a couple of changes with it. And it comes to your approach and to the strategy and to the mindset that you bring. So how can you love your belly? How can you see it shift, shrink, get healthier, more robust, more resilient, less bloated, and just happy? Like kind of a happy belly. Because that's really what you want. For as someone who has both been overweight and had horrendous digestive disorders where I have been bloated with chronic diarrhea, been incontinent, been a terrible cramping, stuck in the bath for hours due to pain, terrible wind, excess burping, thrush, anal thrush, like all of these things, all the yucky things that you're like, oh gosh, TMI. Then as someone who's experienced all of those things, there is actually things that you can do to bring about change that you can actually have a happy belly. I would say right now, for the last few years, I've had a pretty happy belly and it's awesome. Toilet isn't a drama. I don't fart loads. I mean, I obviously do fart, guys, because that is just hashtag normal life, but they don't stink. They don't clear a room. It's not excessive. Just, you know, a little wee pop every now and then when necessary. I'm not bloated every night. I don't look like before I actually got pregnant, people hadn't asked me if I was pregnant for years, whereas that used to be a regular occurrence of like, when are you due? When I was at the checkout, always at the checkout for some reason, people would ask me when I was due at the end of the day because I was just so bloated. Those things have just become a bit of a thing of the past, and I have a happy belly. And that comes from physically it's happy, but also my relationship with it is happy. Yep, I have love handles. They're going to have gotten even bigger by the end of this pregnancy. I naturally do have quite a flat-ish tummy, so I don't tend to put on a lot of weight on my belly, but I will put on weight on things like my love handles, and I generally just have a happier belly, and I'm happy with it in terms of my relationship with it, my mindset, and how it actually functions in the day-to-day. So what are the things that you can do to love your body? How can you begin? Well, these are a couple of things that I've taken out of my Flourish Academy and the things that I talk about. So these are a couple of the key points that I go into more detail with in the Academy itself, and I kind of guide you through this process, but I want to share some of it with you now. And so the first thing is you need to get strong. Now, I don't mean physically strong. So yep, lifting weights is great for you, FYI. I love lifting weights. I haven't been lifting many in pregnancy because of all my body falling apartness. But I mean mentally strong. And what I talk about in the Flourish Academy is strengthening your inner cheerleader. Because I like to think of it a bit like this in terms of a metaphor. You have your inner bully who is mean, critical. To be honest, she's a bit of a cow. She's always telling you you're crap, that you're a failure, that you're greedy, that you could have done better, you should have eaten something different, that you are not as thin as that person, you're not as healthy as that person. She's the one that's telling you you have failed, that you're a loser, that things are never going to change. And we all have that voice or a similar voice going on inside our heads. We do. We might not voice it, we might not acknowledge it, but we do have that voice there. And often that inner bully, as I call her, is loud and she is clear and she has the microphone. And what we also have inside of us is something that I like to call our inner cheerleader. And she is encouraging us along. She loves us. She's proud. She's always being like, oh, Kezia, you had an awesome lunch. You made some really good choices today. You're rocking this. Your body's amazing. Think about how strong your legs are. Your lungs are breathing. How amazing it is that you're alive. Isn't it amazing that you can just grow a baby without even thinking about it? Isn't it awesome that you have a house and a roof and an abundance of food? Isn't it amazing that you get to buy spinach? Isn't it, you know, that is our inner cheerleader who is cheering us on and cheering us on in our relationship with our food and relationship with our body. She's the one that's telling you, you can do this. This is possible for you. You can have this life. You can have a healthy life. You are able. You are worth it. You are deserving. That is that inner cheerleader voice. But you can guess what kind of volume level she's at in most women. She's at like volume one, just this kind of whisper, you know, hello, going on. And if we want to see lasting change, if we want to love our bellies, and by that I mean love them and see a shift in our bellies physically and in our connection and relationship and the things that we talk about and the way that we think about our bellies and our bodies, we need to get this inner cheerleader strong. Because at the moment, she's a little bit piddly. She's a bit weak. She's a bit quiet. She needs to get a bit more assertive and she needs to get strong so that the volume of her voice can get louder and louder than our inner bully. And we don't necessarily have to focus hugely on, oh, my inner bully, I should stop listening to her, blah, blah, blah. What I often get people to do in all of my programs and all the clients that I work with actually is to focus on adding in good stuff instead of focusing on the negative. So what we want to do is strengthen our inner cheerleader. And I talk about this a little bit more. It's week two of the Flourish Academy, where we do this kind of mindset detox together. And I share a couple of tools for that. So I love teaching people about the words that we speak and actually being really, really careful about how you're speaking about your body in your belly. And that's a really, really great place to start. Also things like meditating. That's why I want to create some custom meditations for the Academy to really embed this in. So one of the meditations I've done is a body love meditation, where it really focuses on relaxing the body, getting the body into this nervous state, and really focusing in on positive, true kind of statements and affirmation and mantras about the body, so that there can be a real shift, not just in your conscious mind, but really deep in your core beliefs, because those are the things that have got to change. And another thing that I often get people to do is just to tell them, with that inner bully that makes a loud noise, is just to acknowledge the noise, acknowledge the statement of you're a big fat loser or whatever it is, but not to enter into dialogue, not to agree, not to disagree, not to start a conversation with your inner bully, just to go, okay, that's what you think, or just acknowledge that feeling, that thought, I feel like a big fat failure, okay, and move on. Don't examine it, don't enter a dialogue with it, and actually focus on strengthening your inner cheerleader through being really wise with the words that you speak, through things like meditation. This can be things like EFT, loads of other things that I kind of, lots of other resources and tools that I mention and share with you in the Academy. But it's really, really important. And this is something that women often don't do. They'll often just say to me, tell me what to eat, and then tell me what to eat and to ditch the bloating, to sort out my hormones and to lose weight. Just tell me what to do. And I totally get that, because what you eat is really important. I'm not, you know, it is super important. But I would say equally as important is this kind of inner mindset work, where you, especially when it comes to food and women and your relationship with food, is where we need to learn to strengthen this kind of inner cheerleader that is in us all. And that's like a metaphor, or just the image that I find really helpful in terms of communicating about it. So that's step number one for loving your belly, is get strong. Strengthen your inner cheerleader. Number two is beat the bloat. So if you just imagine if you weren't bloated, and for a lot of women, they don't even know they're bloated because they're just bloated permanently. So I found this with a lot of my clients, and I do a huge kind of lengthy first session with all my clients on an intake form, and I'll be asked, so do you get bloated? Do you notice? And a lot of women will be like, no, bloating's not really a big issue, don't really notice. Then they make a couple of changes, then we chat normally 2 or 3 weeks later, and they're like, oh my goodness, Kezia, I had no idea. I was basically permanently bloated, because within the space of like 10 days, it feels like they've lost like a stone because their bloating has gone down. And this is a huge issue. So much of the time women think they want to lose weight, but actually if they just ditched bloating, if they just beat the bloat, then they would actually feel so much better, and they're maybe not as bothered about losing weight, because this idea of their big, huge stomach is actually maybe partly contributed to by bloating. And bloating is just a form of inflammation in the body, and it's a sign that there's an imbalance. There's a sign that the body needs something. It's a sign that the body just is trying to communicate something important with you. And so I often really encourage women, before they set like weight loss goals, which, to be fair, I don't get women to set because it involves numbers, and I just think numbers are just unhelpful. You know, when you are at a weight you feel happy with, it's just the way it is. But before they even decide, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, I encourage them to really focus on beating the bloat, because when you do that, you can feel like stone lighter without actually losing weight. And more importantly, what you've done is really helped to heal and balance the body. So in terms of beating the bloat, if we think about bloating as, it's really common, it's very common for men and women, but it is not normal. Being bloated every day, or a couple of times a week, or getting really, really bloated a couple of times a month, it's not normal. I know it's common. I know lots of women have it. I know lots of men have it. But just because it's common, it doesn't mean it's normal. It doesn't mean it's your body's normal. It's actually your body saying, hey there, something's going on here on the inside. Can you help us out? That's really what is going on. And so in terms of simple ways that you can ditch the bloat is, number one, you've got to look and experiment and explore if there is any potential food intolerances going on. And I've talked about this a lot on the show before. I know in episode, I think it was in one of the episodes, I talked about gluten. So that was episode 13. I talked a little bit more about gluten. So sometimes people find that they're really sensitive to gluten. And so that can be a food intolerance. There's dairy that can be a food intolerance going on as well. So you've got to experiment. And the best way to do that is to just take a period of about 30 days and just run some experiments. See how you feel. And again, that's something I show you how to do in the Flourish Academy, how to run these experiments, what things to focus on, and how to reintroduce foods, and how to know if there is any food intolerances going on. Because if there isn't, totally fine. No point in restricting food just for the sake of it. But I have to say, about probably like 80 to 90% of the people I work with do have a food that doesn't make them feel good, and they generally feel better and less bloated when they remove it. So that's something I guide you through with, like, meal plans and recipes and strategy and stuff, all in the Flourish Academy even more. But just running a 30-day experiment, maybe with gluten, with dairy, maybe you really feel like it's like pulses and chickpeas and lentils that irritate your tummy. You might want to do 30 days without those. You might really feel like something like peppers and onions really irritate you, where it's like nightshades potentially. Or maybe it's nuts, you really struggle to digest nuts, all of these different things. I tend to tell people to begin with gluten and dairy because they're the most common kind of inflammatory foods that can irritate the gut and cause bloating, but lots of other foods can as well. And it's really figuring out what is going on with your body, running your own experiment. And that's one of the best ways that you can beat the bloat. Also really supporting your nervous system as well. Again, that's another reason I created meditations to go with the Flourish Academy, is that if you can get your nervous system and your nervous state into a parasympathetic mode regularly, then you're really going to help to boost digestion. So if you're on the go, if you're super productive, if you're always thinking about your to-do list and you're just like go all the time, and you're never just chilling out, you're always eating on the go, you're never taking time for your meals or to chew or to digest or whatever it is, then that's going to impact and impede your digestion. And if your digestion is off, then that is one of the many reasons probably for why you're bloated. And so supporting your nervous system is really, really important if you want to digest your food properly. I know that sounds really weird. I'm like, what's that got to do? What is me like rushing around in the day to day got to do with me digesting my food? It has loads to do with it. If your body is in a stressed kind of state, in a sort of sympathetic nervous state, often it's not going to be channeling energy towards your digestion and can lead to reduced stomach acid. If your stomach acid is reduced, you're not going to be digesting your proteins, your B12. You're not going to be able to absorb iron very well. If you're not absorbing those things, it's going to affect your neurotransmitters. It's going to leave kind of these partially digested foods going into your small intestine, which can cause inflammation and gut permeability and blah, 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 blah. Just as a little example, remember the body is connected. Your emotions are connected to your cells. Your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts are connected to your physical body. And I know that's not what we get taught. I know that's not what we're used to thinking. We're thinking with these like two boxes. We have our physical body, and then we have like our actual kind of sense of emotion, well-being, spirit, thoughts, and that they're these separate things, but they're not. They both influence and work in tandem and are deeply connected with each other. So when it comes to beating the bloat, you've got to first experiment with any food intolerances. That's always the first place I start with clients, is beginning with looking at food intolerances. And then it's also looking at supporting our client's nervous system. That's a really, really great place to start. So let's look at number three in terms of how you can love your belly and see it shift and make it happier and make it love you back. And number three is you need to make a lifestyle shift. Now, again, this is more of a mindset component, But the biggest obstacle I see with women, and I've seen in my own life, is just this desire for a quick fix. Now, I wanna say there's nothing wrong with that. If you, we all want something to happen quickly. You know, I have Amazon Prime. If I can get something delivered in 24 hours, I'm always going to pick that over getting something delivered in 4 days. Like, it's part of just the culture we're in. If I can get something delivered sooner rather than later, then that's what I'm going to do. So there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. And there is, when you kind of work with someone, probably more on a one-to-one basis, you can really see these really quick results with people. And I see that with, say, even in my Flourish Academy, that's only a 4-week program, and it's more of like a Kickstarter to kickstart you into this healthy life. People see phenomenal results. So you can get big changes in a short amount of time. You can 100%. If you have the right strategy, you have the right mindset, you're organized, you can see phenomenal results. And you'll see that from the testimonials on the Flourish page, there's some phenomenal actual physical shifts and results that happen. But if you want to see those results last, if you want to see that shift in your belly and in your mindset and in your relationship with food, if you actually want to see that last and still be present, still be feeling good, still be it with a happy belly and a happy weight, feeling energized in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years time, then this is really important. And I really would encourage you to think about it from this way of really accepting it as a lifestyle shift and not necessarily looking at it from programs and all of that sort of stuff. So in the Flourish Academy, it is a 4-week program because, let's be honest, there needs to be structure, there needs to be boundaries, there needs to be, you know, any change in our lives requires intention. And often those first couple of weeks of changing our habits and changing the way we think about things does require more intention than normal. But we do need to accept if we want to stay at this happy weight with a happy belly and keep on feeling good, then we actually need to create lifestyles that support that. And that is a really, really important part. And to be honest, that's probably one of the biggest mindset shifts that took me the longest. I really wanted something to be like this quick fix. And I wanted just my kind of, you know, diarrhea and weight just to sort themselves out. But actually, once I really accepted, you know what, Kezia, I'm probably not, like, there's probably never a point in my life where I'm just going to be able to sit and eat McDonald's every day or sit and eat muffins and vanilla lattes every single day. Like, that's, for me and my body, that's not something I can probably achieve because of my own kind of food intolerances and health history and that kind of thing. And part of me had to surrender this idea that it was unfair and that I was entitled to live a life where I could just eat junk food all the time because my friend Susie and Marlene over there could eat loads of crap and still feel good. I actually had to stop comparing my journey and my food and my lifestyle to other people's and decide, you know what? This is the lifestyle that I need to live in order for me to feel good. And it did take a bit of acceptance and surrendering, but it is a really, really important part of that. So the Flourish Academy really is that Kickstarter to that lifestyle shift. It really, really is. And it's such an important part that often we don't really think about consciously because underneath the surface, we do think, oh, if I just do this for like 4 weeks, then I can go back and actually eat the way I want to eat. And that's not how it works. We're looking to make changes where you can discover a beautiful way of eating that you enjoy, that brings you pleasure, and that heals your body, that you are excited to keep on doing day in and day out. It's finding a way of eating that works for your body, that makes you feel good. My relationship with food is I don't have to do anything. I'll tell you a little secret about me. I don't like people telling me what to do. I do not like feeling like I have to do anything. I'm kind of that sort of rebellious in nature. I don't want to go with the flow with things. I like to follow my own rules. I like to be able to eat what I want to eat. And so it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice with that at all. So there is no way in my days where I'm like, oh, poor me, I have to eat a salad for lunch. I eat the food that brings me joy. And that is where we want to get to. But in order to get to that place, you sometimes have to have some transitions. You have to change your habits and get really intentional about things. And that's why I have the Flourish Academy and my membership program as well. So that's number three for how to love your belly. And number four is a super favorite topic of mine to talk about. And that is detoxification. So in order to love your belly, there needs to be a little bit of detoxing going on, more than your usual, because your body's always detoxing, FYI, but a bit of intentional detoxing. And the first thing we need to detox is our thoughts and beliefs. So the second week of the Flourish Academy is a mindset detox, where we really dive into that. But because I've kind of looked into that on a couple of the points so far, I won't dive more into that. But actually doing a mindset detox about your core beliefs and values towards your food and your body and your future is so important. It is the biggest thing women miss. And it's one of the things that often means women just are constantly sabotaging themselves, like all the time. So we want to detox our thoughts and our beliefs about food, but we also want to have things or principles that I talk about in the Flourish Academy and in the Flourish ebook that you get with when you join is everyday detoxing. So just supporting the body in its everyday detoxing, because that's not only going to help your digestion and your belly and your hormones, it's also for a lot of women, it's really going to help their mood and their energy. And that in turn has a huge impact on just their thoughts about their body and their relationship. If you're not feeling sluggish and fatigued and tired, and maybe your skin's better because your hormones are balanced and you're not feeling like, ugh, actually you feel kind of energized and fresher and almost cleaner because you are doing these little things every day to support a bit of an everyday detox, then mentally, you're going to be setting yourself up for success and able to just love your body a little bit more. I really think that the little things, little rituals you can do in the day can make such a big difference. So I know about in the Academy, I talk a lot about, you know, water upon waking and having some lemon juice in there. I talk about different ways where you can kind of sweat out, like sweating and detoxification, certain foods you can eat more of, dry skin brushing, like all these simple things that you can just start to add into your week to really support your body's own natural detoxification processes. And because of the toxic world that we live in, full of chemicals, like hormone disruptors, pesticides, herbicides, petroleum, petrol, all of this stuff that we're exposed to every single day, it's really important that we support our body's detoxification processes. Otherwise, these toxins can build up and they affect how we feel, guys. They're not just going to affect our cells. They can, you know, when I realized that I had heavy metal toxicity, I was like, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense for why my brain feels so like, oh, like slow, sluggish, the brain fog in there. If you've got loads of toxicity going on in your body, then you're not going to be loving your body and loving life. You're not going to be oozing loving feelings towards your belly and towards your imperfections. Actually, there's going to be a sense of sluggishness, fatigue, of criticism going on. So it's really, really important that we not only detox our thoughts, but we kind of detox our bodies actually as well. And in small little ways, like, just want to make clear, the Flourish Academy is not like a juice cleanse. You know, you're not going to have, it's not like going for a colonic every day and just eating cucumbers. It's a whole real food based program. So don't worry about that. But it's about the small things that we can do every day in line with this making a lifestyle shift. Like, how can we set our bodies up for success so that we can form a really loving and amazing relationship with our body? So those are the four things. You need to get strong, you need to, as in strengthen your inner cheerleader. You need to beat the bloat, because you are just gonna love your body and your belly a whole lot more if you're not feeling big and bloated every single day. You need to accept that this is about a lifestyle shift, not like a quick fix supplement, 10 day, whatever, sorted out. This is actually about creating a lifestyle that is pleasurable, joyful for you, and that is also healthy and makes you feel good. And you can have both. And it's also about detoxing. So detoxing your thoughts, your beliefs about food and your body, but also helping your body in its own natural detoxification processes. And these are all the four things I talk about more in the academy, which you can join by using the, you can get an additional 10% off by using the coupon code podcast. So make sure you head there at supernaturallyhealthy.org/flourish. But I hope this has been really helpful for you. And I would really love it if you loved your belly. If you loved your belly in the way that you ate and in the way that you thought about it. Because your belly is really important and you're really beautiful and you're really worth it. And we don't have to beat ourselves up about these kinds of things. And you can love your belly. You can have a happy belly, a happy body, and be healthy and embrace your imperfections, but still see transitions, still see shifts in your health. So I hope that has been helpful for you. If you have any questions about what I've talked about, want to know anything more in detail, or want to know more about the Flourish Academy, then just let me know. You can get in touch either via the comments on the show notes on my blog or via Instagram or Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy. You can just get in touch any questions you have there and I will get back to you. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me today. And I really look forward to seeing some of you in the Flourish Academy. Otherwise, I will be back here next week with more awesome episodes, resources, trainings, teaching, and inspiration so that you can create a happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. Sending you so much love. Thank you for listening. It is a privilege and an honor to get to be a small part of your own amazing health journey and in your own kind of process of creating this beautifully healthy life. Lots of love. Bye.